Isaiah chapter 34. Come near, you nations, to hear, and listen, you people. Let the earth hear, and all that is within it, the world and all things that come forth from out of it. For the indignation of Yahweh is upon all nations, his fury upon all of their armies. He has utterly destroyed them, he has delivered them to the slaughter. Their slain will also be thrown out, and their stink will come up from out of their carcasses, and the mountains will be melted with their blood. And all the host of heaven will be dissolved, and the heavens will be rolled together like a scroll, and all of their host will fall down like the leaf falls from off of the vine, and like a falling fig from off of the fig tree. For my sword will be bathed in heaven. Understand, it will come down upon Edomia, and upon the people of my curse to judgment. The sword of Yahweh is filled with blood. It is made fat with fatness, with the blood of lambs and goats, with the fat of the kidneys of rams. For Yahweh has a sacrifice in Bozra, and a great slaughter in the land of Edomia. And the unicorns will come down with them, and the bullocks with the bulls, and their land will be soaked with blood, and their dust made fat with fatness. For it is the day of Yahweh's vengeance, and the year of recompenses for the controversy of Zion. And the streams of it will be turned into pitch, and the dust of it into brimstone, and the land of it will become burning pitch. It will not be quenched night or day. The smoke of it will go up forever. From generation to generation it will lie waste. None will pass through it forever and ever. But the cormorant and the bittern will possess it, the owl also, and the raven will dwell in it, and he will stretch out upon it the line of confusion and the stones of emptiness. They will call the nobles of it to the kingdom, but none will be there, and all her princes will be nothing. And thorns will come up in her palaces, nettles and brambles in the fortresses of it, and it will be an inhabitation of dragons and a court for owls. The wild beasts of the desert will also meet with the wild animals of the island, and the satyr will cry to his fellow, and the screech owl will also rest there, find for herself a place of rest. There will the great owl make her nest and lay and hatch and gather under her shadow. There will the vultures also be gathered, every one with her mate. Do not seek you from out of the book of Yahweh and read. No one of these will fail. None will want her mate, for my mouth it has commanded, and his spirit it has gathered them. And he has cast the lot for them, and his hand has divided it to them by line. They will possess it forever. From generation to generation will they dwell within it. End of chapter.